From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Green. Over the last couple of legislative sessions, efforts to legalize sports betting in Missouri have gotten held up in the Senate over disagreements on whether the state should also authorize video lottery terminals. Now, an initiative petition, backed by Missouri's pro-sports organizations, is collecting signatures to bring sports betting to a vote of the people. Senator Tony Lukemeyer has sponsored legislation that would legalize sports gambling, including this session. He said he believes the ballot proposal, if it comes to a vote, would be close.
It's probably closer to a 50-50 proposition. So, you know, if it were something that were to get on the ballot, its passage or failure is probably going to have more to do with how much money is spent on advocacy for the ballot measure on each side.
Backers of the petition have until 5 p.m. on May 5th to collect the required number of signatures. The Supreme Court is debating today how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts. The court seems likely to side with Biden's administration. Topics like election security and COVID-19 came up during nearly 2 hours of arguments presented by Missouri and Louisiana lawyers, accusing Democratic administration officials of using social media platforms to unconstitutionally repress conservative viewpoints. The Supreme Court is concerned that ruling in favor of the states could limit daily interaction between government officials on social media. The court decision in this case could set the standard for free speech in the digital age. The 2024 Missouri legislative session has hit the halfway point, with lawmakers spending a week away from the Capitol beginning today. St. Louis Public Radio Sarah Kellogg has the story.
The reauthorization of the federal reimbursement allowance was originally the first bill up for debate in the Missouri Senate. However, months later, that bill has still not reached the floor. Speaking on the FRA, Senate Majority Leader Cindy O'Loughlin said she believes they will get it passed.
We all understand that we're not going to not renew a $4.5 billion fund that pays for our nursing homes and our rural hospitals and people that are really vulnerable.
Senate Minority Leader John Rizzo says he does not understand why that bill has not been up for a lengthy debate yet. Currently, members of the Missouri Freedom Caucus are pushing for anti-abortion language to be placed on the FRA. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Kansas City nurses are pushing for more staffing and better working conditions. The Missouri Independent reports a group of nurses rallied outside of Research Medical Center in Kansas City last week to kick off contract negotiations with preparations to strike. The National Nurses United Union said they want hospital owners to improve nurse retention and schedule more people to work each shift. Since the pandemic, the healthcare industry is becoming increasingly unionized. I'm Lauren Green, KBIA News, Columbia.